that drop the beat. Sit in the corner, cower, behold the child wow. It's wild hour, we bring our power. Now you be gone now, sir. Well, you gotta start us out with a mild flower. From the top of the Freedom Tower to the bottom of the D5 flower. On the floor of the town shower, sunset and gower. Bottom of the sister bar, Jack Bauer. One later, or you need an hour. Wild hour is the wildest hour. It's not yours, it's mine, it's ours. Wild hour. Bow to the power of the wildest hour.
Boom. It's been 7 months since we did Wild Hour. I blame Jason because he's such a coward. That's what it is. It's been 11 months since we did Wild Hour. I blame Jason Hour because he's a COVID coward. You're a COVID coward. Hey,
COVID
look,
coward. That's the title.
I wish the world was more COVID cowardly. And certainly I wish California and the United States of America were more like you, COVID cowards.
Jesus, dude. 50% of the people just didn't comply throughout the whole pandemic. So,
well, that's shocking to me.
It's like a no peeing
session. I always thought 80% of Americans were complete.
If it was like that, we wouldn't be in the
filthy assholes. But it turns out only 50% are complete cunts and filthy assholes.
Yeah.
Language. I've been TikToking so much and they kind of. At least on live stream, you're not supposed to curse or something, or maybe you can. I don't know. I got kicked off for vulgar content once. So anyway, all my fans on TikTok are like 7 years old. So I'm just so happy to be fucking cursing again, JD.
Dude, TikTok is not American.
Is it James Stacy or Jason Stacy?
Jason Stacy Baker.
Okay. I know that. I know Jason Stacy Baker. Where did you get the? Where's the D? Where's JD come from? Where's
that was
JD?
When I was 10 years old and I was being adopted by my stepdad. I just randomly was like, "Can I change my middle name too?" Because I didn't really like Stacy. Stacy
sure,
was
no that no absolutely that's like Lynn.
Stacy was my biological grandfather's name actually.
Right,
you know?
He was probably ashamed of it as well.
Likely.
And grandpa shame.
So I changed it to Daniels, which is my mom's.
Ah, there's the Daniels.
That's my mom's dad's name, Daniels. Right. He's a badass.
Not the new, not stepdad, though.
He was her stepdad, actually. He wasn't my blood grandfather. My blood grandfather died when my mom was 14.
Lord.
Jesus Christ, you want some hits?
Family tree right now. It's like a shrub.
It is a fucking shrub. It's like the branches are not
shrubs.
Long.
In New England, the shrubs.
In New England, the branches are not long.
There's a New England? I just got used to the old one.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Hi.
Classic JD. Ugh.
So you gotta tell me what's been going on, man.
Nothing. I mean, I've been in my COVID shame cave. I'm so bored. I would have loved to do... I would have loved to do virtual Zoom Wild Hours, but you fell off the reservation, bro. That was 100% on you, pal.
Well, I was just, you know, it's been a lot of work, and I actually was muscling in on a project helping out somebody.
Give me one moment with Jason. Oh, great. That's great audio.
I can cut that out, though. I will cut that out. I'll cut that out.
Oh, you cut it out. Grab some scissors and some shears and cut it out. Also, while you're at it, grab a broom and clean it up. Your act. Clean up your act, Buster. Come on, everybody.
You, you've been working,
fun
though,
on the
right?
Wild Hour. Not really.
Really? I hear you sometimes.
Oh, sure that. Oh, sure that. Oh, sure that.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I've been doing some voiceover stuff, which
I'll
is, again, me in the Tiki Hut studio.
I tell you, man, it's really hard to not just fucking... just do the dishes and vacuum and then like watch a YouTube about stuff and then just get high and then just make dinner.
Did you hear about the Galactic Federation and the Israeli scientists?
I love that shit, dude. That's hilarious. You know,
Dr. Heim,
the Vatican has a, an organization inside their organization that specializes in this.
Now, did you now look? Was that a stutter, or is there an organization inside of an organization?
There's always an organization inside an organization when it comes to the Vatican, bro. How do you think they don't fucking pay taxes anywhere? And own everything.
Well, I thought religions didn't have to pay taxes. I thought that was a whole thing.
Bullshit. Because religions are not religions, they're political parties. Religions are ideas.
All right. Okay.
Hey, man. That's what they are.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. They're fucking political parties.
I mean, you and I haven't even spoken, speaking of political parties, we haven't even spoken since Trump won legally, but then Biden stole the election.
No, it's such a tragedy.
Stop the steal. Stop the steal. What a bunch of dummies.
It's
so
just
crazy.
It's just it's maddening.
I won't miss him. I'll tell you that much. I will not miss him. Not even one shred of miss.
No, I like it. It's like, even though there's still like this shenanigan, it's much more humorous and comedic and fun.
Of course. I mean, Biden has now won Georgia 3 times.
Yeah. And Giuliani,
they counted the vote thrice, 3 times.
The poor guy is sick, but like he like sharted twice. They were wet sounding at the goddamn head.
That's the real takeaway.
And then blonde next to him gets sick. Of course.
Oh, she got the COVID?
Yeah, she's got the COVID too. Her lawyer.
Oh, gosh.
And she was at the White House party on
Prayers
Friday.
For moron. She was at the White House party?
Oh. Yeah, so it's like,
Herman Cain is the only one who died from it, right?
Yeah, because I think they didn't.
Somebody's due.
Well, Herman Cain was black too.
Oh, right.
And they didn't give him the super.
Strike two.
They didn't give him that super shit that they gave the white guys.
You just said they didn't give him a cigarette. No. I was like, what? His dying wish
was
a cigarette.
Yeah, that's
what it
is. It's like this cigarette infused with nanites. You smoke it and it eats up the virus.
Right. Usually he used to smoke Cools, but now he wants to smoke a nanite. Give me a Marlboro nanite stat.
Did
quick.
You know that?
I'm from Godfather's Pizza, goddammit.
If you really like menthol cigarettes and you want to save some money, did you know you just drive towards where there's more black community and you'll save a few pennies or a couple bucks on your menthol smokes because they price them lower.
Oh, so right
in those
so
neighborhoods
to this is great.
Proliferate the addiction.
Once again, a classic Wild Hour life hack. Say, Wild Hour fan, if you love that smooth taste of menthol cigarettes, stop, and I mean stop in your tracks right now. Don't you dare buy menthol cigarettes in your white neighborhoods. Go down to the black neighborhoods, and they're going to shave off at least a couple of, you know what, George Washington's dollar bills and possibly some quarters as well. George Washington on the quarter and the dollar bill. Anybody else on multiple? I know good old Honest Dave is on the $5 bill as well as the penny. Anybody else doing double duty, JD?
Oh, dude, that's way too trivial. I couldn't even engage that gear. Like, I just, like, went.
Sorry.
And just, you know, when you're trying to get that gear and it goes, poof.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tried to think about presidents basically. On currency and it went, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the pace of the show. Basically, we're back. We are back with our rip-shod
Didn't
pace.
Miss a beat.
No, sir. No, we missed several beats, just like the old days. All beats were missed. You watching any shows
hey,
right now? You watching any
Real
of your
quick.
Talking stories? Hey,
you
man.
Know, me and the old lady have been doing The Sopranos.
Ah, oh, you're going back.
Yeah, we went back. Quithy, we went back.
Quithy.
You know, it's weird that the towers are still in, like, the opening tracks and shit. And you're like, holy shit. And you see the B-roll and you're like,
didn't
those
the
things
intro
are,
song change at one point?
Woke up this. No, I don't think so.
Spoiler alert.
No, I mean, I watched it through back in that time period. So
well, yeah, but that was a long time ago.
It was.
I'm telling you, I think it's the same song, but a different artist. I swear to gosh.
I started watching that show as a resident of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah.
And finished it in Venice, California.
I started watching that show in Los Angeles and finished it in Los Angeles, but my buddy had never watched the show in real time, and he caught up before the final episode. Now, I was doing a gig in New York City and living at the Jersey Shore, so I could be by the beach.
Hey.
And he came to visit me so we could go surfing and order sandwiches at the sandwich shop over there. where the guy behind the fucking counter was a real piece of work, and I'll tell you a story about him in a second. But anyway, we caught up in all of The Sopranos. We watched from fucking like season one, episode one, till the fucking penultimate shit. We're getting to at least, of every least, the last season. All in New fucking Jersey, like binge watched. And this is before things were streaming. The only thing was streaming is when you fucking shit. Drank a fucking...
Juarez.
I think he had fucking DVDs, for God's sakes. I think he had fucking DVDs over here. We were watching him on his fucking laptop.
Ripped.
Not a laptop, a laptop. Very different.
Street stuff.
Made with Labradors and Labradoodles. So my buddy is a really nice guy, and the actor that he's most like is a combination between Christopher Reeves and Ty Burrell from Modern Family. He's just a real, like, you know, straight-laced, handsome, like, square-jawed Clark Kent-y, wide-eyed, just, oh, gosh, shucks, gosh, gosh, golly, shucks.
Yeah.
So he comes to visit me in New Jersey, and I go, bro, we have to have the sandwiches down the block, a couple blocks away at the Pilgrim Pathway Market. They're going to knock your tits right off your chest. Gosh, gee, golly, howdy, let's do it. So I go, listen, but here's the deal. The guy behind the counter is a real piece of work, and he's kind of an asshole, and he's just an asshole. And my buddy's like the nicest guy ever. He's corn-fed. And he goes, well, he's going to be nice to me. I go, oh, the guy's always an asshole. I don't think so. And so anyway, my buddy Hank goes in. He's like, well, hey, nice to see you. How are you? My friend here tells me these are the best sandwiches in New Jersey. I can't wait. And the guy goes, yeah, okay. So what do you want? Well, since my buddy here, he comes all the time and he says these are the best sandwiches, what do you recommend? And the guy looks at him and he goes, what do I recommend? What do I recommend? You want me to eat it for you too, cupcake? Just tell me what kind of sandwich you want. And literally barked at him. And then had a little twinkle in his eye. Like, I think he knew what he was doing. And then me and Hank just laughed and laughed and laughed. And then Hank was like, "Just, I guess I'll just have what this asshole orders." And then I ordered what I usually get. And then he had two. And the guy really fucking loved it. He enjoyed it. I think in New Jersey, they know they're assholes. And
they
lean into it.
Yeah, no, it's expected. And right,
Get your scissors ready for editing purposes, okay?
It's about how good you are at it.
I'm going to count you down. Get your scissors ready so you can edit this out in 3, 2. Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
You see how I clapped right there?
Oh, God. Oh, that's so good.
Gave a nice clapper.
Oh, yeah. Got to get that COVID-19 all over your ears. There you go. We're all square at the house.
Bro, my...
I got to be honest. I think we're gelling right... We're right back where we left off 7 months ago.
What has it been? It hasn't been 7 months.
It's been 7 months and we did Wild Hour. JD Stacy is a COVID coward.
We did like September.
We did real quick. We did one in September, man. Did we do one in September?
We did, I believe.
So we've had two guests. I think the show's been on for a couple, like, we're in our second year, right?
Yeah, totally.
So we're in our second year, and we've averaged a guest a year.
Totally.
That's amazing.
Matt Devlin and then Jeff Richards.
Oh, wow, we spared no expense. Pulled out all the big names, all the huge legends of comedy.
Yeah, remember, I was known for saying that famous people are boring.
I'll tell you something very interesting, JD. I went out to social distance hang out once. I filmed this. Favor to a friend on his boat. Okay, so the boat was docked, and he wanted to do some haunted short film about a haunted boat. Okay, so. It was a skeleton crew of like three people. There was only two actors in it. Everyone was masked up that wasn't the actors. Now, granted, no one tested before because we didn't have that in the budget, and I wasn't about to do it because I knew I was solid and I wasn't getting anywhere near anybody.
Because you can feel it, right? Your balls itch when you have COVID.
Well, I haven't been sick in almost a full calendar year. Knock on wood.
You never know, man.
I would not be asymptomatic.
Tongue and buttholes at Costco has a price.
JD, I swear to God, if I got COVID-19, I would drop dead in 48 hours. I promise you that. I would not be asymptomatic. I think those people are very rude. I would get all the symptoms, all the top symptoms I would
get.
You
think so?
I know so. I try. So anyway, I'm doing this thing, and we shoot, and it's, you know, it's outdoors, and the sun sets, and we got to wrap. And look, I haven't been out of, like, this is like the first time I went out of the house in, like, you know, it felt like a millennia. Yeah. I was in absolutely no hurry to get back. So I'm driving home down the coast. I shot this in Ventura County, and I drive through Malibu, which was pretty great. Drove through Venice, your old stomping grounds. Drove just a stone's throw from the Rape Cottage, but I couldn't remember what street that Rape
Wave
Cottage
Crest.
Was on. Wave Crest. Okay.
I drove a
stone's throw past that, and I drove a stone's throw past Joe Prano's old above the tattoo parlor apartment where they would steal his Amazon deliveries. And so I was like, oh, let me see what Joe Prano's up to. And he said,
hey,
well, me and the old lady we're out at some outdoor brewery, social distance outdoor something or other. I go, okay, I'll meet you for a drink.
Hey, you know why his Amazon packages got stolen?
Why that?
Because he didn't fucking take time to get to know everybody.
Take time to get to know your neighbors in Venice Beach, because they'll steal your shit. I'm half Joe Prano. I used to. That didn't really work. All right,
no,
so
man,
I,
if he like
I,
fucking dialed it in, he could leave that shit out there in the middle of fucking, you know, Westminster and nobody would touch it.
Not in 2020, you can't.
Really? You got rid of all the security?
Well, I just think it's like a shanty town beach now.
I'm sure.
So,
it used to be the best Bohemia.
I know it's hard. I forgot how delightfully hard it is to get through a fucking story talking to JD. So anyway, I'm going to railroad through. So I meet Joe Prano out with his loud, quacky, barky, crazy, you know, attractive, better half. Okay. Easy on the eyes. Not as easy on the ears and brain as she is on the eyes, with all due respect. It doesn't sound very respectful because it wasn't. But anyway, I just happened to like bring out like a thing of joints that I had in my pocket. And I was like, anybody want to smoke some weed? And I don't know if anybody said yes or not. I honestly don't remember, but she was like, oh, do you want some Adderalls? And I was just like, okay, who am I to say no to free drugs? And so she's like, do not take the whole pill. Do not take the whole pill. Now, clearly this gal is prescribed this. And so she's clearly chomping these things down like Tic Tacs. So she said, do not take the whole pill. Promise me. I'm like, okay, I won't. So I pocketed the two pills that she gave me. I put them in the little joint container that I had. Long story short, JD, too late. I took half of one the other day, and I realized real quick, daddy no likey.
Too much?
Daddy no. Dude, I was like, I felt like I was, I was just like, whoa, this is different than when I used to take it.
I tried this, it.
I did not, I don't know, man. I couldn't, like, I had a job to do, like I had a voiceover audition, let's say, or something. And I was laser focused for that. And then I tried to record an episode of my podcast, Wild, which is a real scattershot stream of conscious experiment. And Adderall does not like stream of conscious experimentation. They want you to laser focus on something. I couldn't do it. I could only record about 45 seconds of a song that was garbage. And I did like 29 tracks on.
Yeah, but
and
you know,
I just was exhausted.
You know what you can do? You know what you can do?
What
this
can
is what
you
I,
do?
This is what I did. Okay. Do
Me
you remember
can
when
do
I...
Attitude.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Can do candor. That's for sure.
Zoom just quit
world,
out.
World play. Not word play. World play. I guess clever world play would be risk. I think I lost JD. He's in and out like the burger, like the movie with Kevin Kline, directed by Frank Oz.
Hold on. We got a little bit of a...
I think I lost JD.
Technical difficulty here.
Bamboo Mountain is the host.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah. Back. Hey, dude. What happened? I just...
Oh man, it's real. It's real hit or miss, folks. It's real.
Here we go. Are we back? This gang. Are we back?
Tick time with a wounded man.
Chris, are we back?
Because he's got to heal.
Chris.
Because he's got to heal. It's half the show it used to be.
Chris, yeah, I'm back.
Dude, I hear you, but I okay. didn't. But I do now.
What's
well,
going on
you.
With your camera?
Can you hear me?
What's going on with your camera?
Oh, I
got booted out of my own room.
What's up,
That's
bro?
That's so weird.
What's up, bro?
Take but you know, it's great. We're both recording.
Take time with the Wild Hour, because he's got to heal.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this story real
quick. Did you just fart as you bent over?
No, I just exhaled and Zerb reverbed. So anyways, dude, I drank a White Russian.
It sounded like you Giuliani'd all over Giuliani'd. The show just now.
I will later. Yeah. I'll tell you what, every time I eat charcuterie, I always have an extra dump.
What religion do you think Giuliani is? Roman Catholic?
Roman fucking around.
Oh, Roman fingers. Watch out. He's got Roman fingers. He's busy, got busy Roman hands. Fingers. Busy, busy hands.
They're not very
cause
long.
Because his name is Rudy Giuliani. How come it's not Rudy Catholiciani?
Yo, come on, everybody. Hey, let's have some fun. Take time with Jason Stacey.
Because
he's got to beef. He's got to queef.
Okay, so you remember when I did that hitchhiking thing across America on Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I did that on a dare. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the day before I went out on that trip, I was like, I was couching it with my buddy who was in a band with me.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine was like, here, take this. And it was one of those things, those Adderalls, right?
Oh, yeah. Adderall aboard.
So I waited. The next day, it was my last day. Ben was at work. And I took that Adderall, dude. I scrubbed. Dude. I cleaned that fucking apartment. I scrubbed the baseboards in the bathroom, the tiles.
I completely cleaned out the studio. And
if you ever have to clean the house, Adderall. That's what those YouTuber women are doing. They're fucking Adderalling it and then just cleaning the house with a camera rolling. And they're getting subscribers so they can buy more Adderall.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a real binge-worthy event right there.
I bet
you
that's a fucking cycle. That is an American crisis. YouTubers for Adderall.
I would like to go on some of these Adderall clean junkie YouTube pagers, OnlyFans sites, and have them pop Adderall and get to work cleaning their downstairs chimneys. You know what I'm talking about?
Doesn't that mess that up, though?
It sure does. I mean, I took it, and then like 30 minutes later, I was like, like my jaw was like a cash register.
Yeah, I know that like anytime I've ever done mushrooms, like the only thing you can bang on is like weed or alcohol, really. Maybe cocaine, kinda. I don't know.
I don't like cocaine.
I don't think so. But like, it just seems like drugs and sex are just, even though it's like sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I think that like once the drugs come on, like the sex is kind of like more like just decoration. You're not really driven. You're kind of like just want to gnaw on something like a wooden surface.
I like to bang
stare.
Biscuits when I do weed or, you know,
weed. Yeah, weed. Weed is like not a drug.
MMA? What is it? MDMA?
MDMA? Really? Isn't that like salpetering your Peter?
Anytime I do mixed martial arts, I love to turn it into sex. For me, MMA is the ultimate foreplay. That's just, I take some MDMA and I do MMA and then let's get to work. Hello, International House of Yummy.
Oh, God, what's Watch going out. On?
Stop the steal. Okay. That's what we need to do. Yeah. It's a rig. The rig is on. Okay. It's a hoax. Okay. First thing I'm going to do in my second term is change International House of Pancakes to Domestic House of Pancakes. America first. Gone is Lingonberry. Okay. Maple, too Canadian.
No.
Vermont, too Bernie for me.
Can't take that Lingonberry. No.
Hey.
No.
Leave me out of it. All right. What's wrong with Vermont? What's wrong with Vermont syrup, Donald?
Oh, here he comes. Oh, Bern, how many times have you ran for president and lost?
Oh, well, you ran twice and lost a popular vote twice, so we're both 0-2.
Oh, really? Well, I'm the president now.
Yeah, but what is time? What about if the listener's listening January 21st, 2021?
Bern, calm down. You're going to have another heart attack. We're going to have to get the Galactic Federation in here, fly you over to the moon of Pluto, okay? There's a moon of Mars where we have a secret base. All the top Jewish scientists are there. I know about it, but I was quiet about it for some reason. I can only be quiet about porn stars, Michael Epstein, who I don't know, by the way, close personal friend, and the Galactic Federation. By the way, let's make it not International House of Pancakes. Let's make it the Galactic Federation of Pancakes, and then I won't be able to shut up about it, okay?
Well, I honestly, I'm not going to miss you. I won't. I still am a senator. I still have a job in Vermont, and I never paid a porn star to get busy on Bernie Jr. Feel the burn? I hope not. You know, if I did it raw dog, I hope she wouldn't feel a burn at any point. I hope it doesn't burn. I hope it's very wet and very pleasurable.
You know, you're really grossing me out, Bernie. You're really grossing me out on my last day. You know, I took Bring Your Daughter to Work Day very literally, okay? I left, I think her name is Melanie, home, but I did bring Ivanka many times to work, gave her high power jobs, and everybody gets a pardon. Bernie, you're pardoned.
What do I need a pardon for?
Well, pardon me, so.
I think you're going to try to.
Okay, Stace. So great to have me be your third guest now that I've successfully stopped the steal.
Remember when you were afraid? No, I was afraid.
Who was afraid?
You kept saying that, like, you know, I almost was, because I was skeptical.
Yeah, you thought Trump was going to actually
pull it off. Yeah, I thought he was going to pull off the election.
What did I say?
And then get impeached.
What did I say?
I thought the Senate and would have flipped and Trump would have, like, stolen it and won.
What did I say?
Yeah, you held in there, I guess.
I even think I called, like, I think I said he's going to lose by 8 million. I mean, maybe I'm making that up. But
No, you didn't say that.
I swear to God, I said really? He's going to, yeah, I said in a popular landslide, he's going to lose.
Marty McGill might know.
I don't know that I called the number directly, but I may have overshot and said 10 million. But I was like, he's going to lose by, look, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he said 8 million. I don't listen to the show. I just come on, but I don't listen. I go la, 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 la. I turn off my cans. I don't listen.
Take time with a wounded Don, because he needs to heal.
So,
I'm kids- half the two-term president I used to be.
Bernie and Donald cover 90s grunge classics. How has Marty McGill been so quiet during this wild hour hiatus?
No, he messages us, doesn't he? I got a message from him that was from you the other day.
Excuse me. He said he's got backlogged wilds because he likes to have a wild hour as a buffer in between.
More sane endeavors.
Oh, yes. This show is more sane than something else.
He needs a break from sanity, probably.
Excuse me.
You got any new tunes?
Dude, I've been token, bro. Oh, dude, I had a great song. I think it was just on my podcast. Well, let me see if I have.
It's okay if it can go here. We don't have to, you can just send it to me.
No,
I'll put
it,
I'll cut it in.
But I did. I don't think it stood on its own. Let me see. Let's go to AV files. Possibly. Nothing could possibly go wrong. 28 minutes of exceptional podcasting.
Yeah, I saw that thing. I didn't download it yet. What's your day, man? I'll tell you mine, but I want to talk about you.
All right, I'm sending you a song right now. I don't know how it is. I hope you enjoy it, JD.
I will.
Oh, this next song's going out. Well, it's a special request from Chris Wilde to his, well, listen to this. It's his broadcasting partner. And her name is Stacy. This is going out to Chris Wilde, the love of his life, he calls her Stacy. Stacy Daniels. Isn't that funny? Daniels, technically, it's usually a boy's name, and Stacy obviously is a girl's name. So Stacy Daniels, and that's Stacy's one girl's name, but then Daniels is a couple, at least a couple of boys. So here we go. This one's called Flights,
And it's dedicated to Stacy from Chris. And Chris sends out this message. Stacy, baby girl, I miss the sound of your voice. I miss talking with you, rapping with you. Hell, even zooming with you. Well, you had the best queefs on Apple Podcasts, Stace. Some of your queefs so juicy, so much air exiting your vagina. And Stace, I love you, Stace. So here we go. This one's called Flights, from Chris to his podcasting partner, Stacy. Take a listen, folks.
Girl so fly, got me looking at flights. Day trip, old dip, skip to the nights.
This is the captain speaking. If you look out your left window, fuck it.
Hey. Don't remove that mask, but move that ass from economy class up to first class.
Hey. I've gone ahead and turned off the seatbelt sign, so feel free to bring the beat back.
Heads bopping, pillow around their necks. Where your flight connects, LA triple X. Girl, what's next? My hot club, sex.
We've reached our cruising altitude of about 69.
Coming in for a landing. Outstanding.